and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Welcome back. Okay, so today we are on fire. Interestingly, today's episode is how to avoid drama, other people's... and step out of people-pleasing. This is all about standing in your power and in your lane. So you're going to know in your heart whether this is going to be something that you naturally do or can sometimes be swayed into doing. It's about distraction. It's about trying to help people because you feel like this is your role. You know, this is part of your life path. You're here to serve others. You may even give away free stuff thinking that, you know, you've got to help people of all levels. You may be feeling like you're stepping sometimes into fear and scarcity because, unfortunately, when we're in this loop, we do find that we give ourselves a hard time. And I really wanted to share this because I have noticed that there are a few people that I'm close to who are in these cycles, these loops. And so I wanted to share an episode that I knew would help them and also help anyone else that feels that they resonate with this story, really, this particular life pattern. And the most important thing I really want to get across is why accountability is so friggin' important. Why is accountability critical to your soul-aligned success? And for me, this is about this whole episode is about taking control, staying focused on what you wish to achieve in your business, so your goals, and building a sustainable business, a profitable business, and one that aligns with your soul's purpose. And that for me is what having somebody that holds you to account absolutely 100% achieves. Because you are able to step out of these drama loops. You are able to be unfazed by other people's bullshit. And you're able to step sideways out of people-pleasing, giving things away freely, and actually do things that are serving your highest good, getting you into that position of this beautiful, aligned soul business success. So let's start, shall we? As always, with Marina's amazing card. Today, we have a lady who looks like she's stepping into a portal, a beautiful golden portal. I really love the artwork on Marina's, the Akashic Oracle cards. They are absolutely beautiful. For those that are new to the show, I always start the show with Marina's Oracle cards. You can go onto my website, you can get a deck. Basically, they are absolutely gorgeously illustrated with some incredibly powerful messages. And for me, I start the show with just reading one of them. And today's is Strengthening Boundaries, which actually is it's really aligned, isn't it, with what I was saying. So let's start. Setting and communicating boundaries that honour your self-worth and your integrity. By choosing this card today, your Akashic guides are reminding you that there is an opportunity to work on, establish and uphold your boundaries. Boundaries are an integral part of a fulfilled soul journey and need to be created to honour your needs, values and beliefs. These may connect to your physical body, your time, your finances. They may be emotional, mental or spiritual. Reflect today on where and how your boundaries would benefit from being stronger. Do you allow others to step over the boundary because your fear of what they may say or may do? And communicating and upholding boundaries can feel really uncomfortable. So use your Akashic records to reveal how to approach this practice and start to restore your sense of well-being, integrity, and elevated self-worth straight away. And just repeat after me the words, I implement strong boundaries to serve me, my highest good. Love it. Okay, so, wow. The cards always align, don't they? Marina Beach is amazing. I don't know what she does, but it's like she just knows. And I want to also put a little shout out to my other sponsor, because Tim Wild, who is also sponsoring my show, Soul Business Success. If you think about this, part of our ascension process, part of this stepping out of third dimensional energy into fifth dimensional energy and frequency, is about allowing ourselves to step into our highest self, our highest frequency, and our highest timeline. The only way that we're going to be able to achieve that for ourselves is through discernment, through releasing and letting go, and through almost like stepping out of these drama loops, these emotional loops that are keeping us stuck in this lower vibration. So one of the ascension processes, if you like, and symptoms can often come up here, and they will, they hit you right between the eyes and you'll be like, ah, I've got to sort this shit out. When you realize that, you know, this isn't part of your current timeline, that actually you want to create this powerful shift for yourself, then, you know, you have to let something go. And so this is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about giving you these practical tools. And Tim is amazing at this. He's so incredible. I do love Tim dearly. You can access, you know, some incredible ways to help you and support you on your ascension path. And today I'll give you some practical tips as well for you to hopefully help you go from being maybe in this third dimensional way of being and elevate you into this nicer, more powerful fifth dimensional frequency. But I think taking control, staying focused, and building a sustainable, successful, and aligned soul business is really why you're here. You wouldn't be listening to my show if you didn't really want that. Like, that's an important part of what you're aspiring to achieve. And so I just want to go through some six key principles, guiding principles, to just help you avoid these drama loops, these cycles, to really kind of avoid getting involved in other people's dramas, stepping out of this people-pleasing as well, and this kind of need to get involved. So you can actually focus on your own business and take control and responsibility for your own life. And I just want you to, just before we go into these six areas, I want you to be really honest with yourself here. Like, do you actually enjoy other people's dramas? Do you actually enjoy, like, the feeling of helping other people and getting involved in other people's stuff? You know, do you enjoy being distracted from what actually you're here to do? Because I believe that some of us do, and I know because I've observed it. And so I don't genuinely think that it's about enjoying it, because you bitch and moan about it enough. I'm just going to be really honest with you. You bitch and moan about it all the time. Oh, got to do this. Oh, somebody's just doing that. Somebody texts me at 11 o'clock at night and I finish it. Like, this is all down to these boundaries. Going back to Marina's card, you know, the essence of that. Because it's about being self-aware. It's about taking ownership and self-responsibility. And ultimately, only one person can do that, and that's you. So, yeah, just think about it. Like, I really want you to think about it, because sometimes it's like, oh my God. You don't have to put up with your mum if she's bitching and moaning at you and brings you down. You don't have to put up with your kids if they're constantly bringing drama to your doorstep. You don't have to constantly be around a partner or a husband who is constantly bringing down your belief around money. You don't have to constantly put yourself into friendship circles where they're in scarcity and lack. You have the right to take yourself out of all of those situations if you wish to. It's how. And it's scary. And sometimes, you know, these are the periods of ascension and upgrades and discernment and making choices that align with your highest good. But ultimately, only you can create those powerful shifts for yourself. But you don't have to put yourself in any situation. You have the right and responsibility to your soul to be able to manage your world in a way that you surround yourself with a much healthier, positive, high frequency way of being. And this is what we talk about when we say surround yourself with real positive people. Get yourself a mentor like me who has been there, done it, who has achieved it for herself, and who can talk about it from a place of real integrity. So, top tips, let's talk about these six areas that can really support you. The first thing is clear boundaries. I want you to maybe even think about journaling on all these six areas, you know, because this is such a powerful episode. And even if you don't recognize yourself in these patterns, maybe you weren't aware. So let's think about this, like clear boundaries. How can you maintain a healthy distance from other people's stuff, from their drama? How can you, if you have, let's say, a partner or a husband who's still on their own journey, learning to come out of scarcity and fear through the ascension process, they're waking up, and yet their beliefs, their views around money are totally different to yours. How do you navigate that? What boundaries can you put in place to support you to still have a very strong money mindset, strong beliefs? So think about that. And it's something that I really do. I help my clients with a lot, and I've had to learn myself too. So what clear boundaries do you need? I'm only going to go in to see this particular person. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, once a month, because I know that every time I go there, I come out and they're negative about me. They're maybe negative about my business. They don't have a fucking clue. And we know what these people are like. We do. Like, most of us have these people in our worlds. It's just kind of up to us how we deal with it, how we navigate it. And the first step is to become aware of it. And the second step is to create clear boundaries. The second thing is practice self-awareness. By the way, there's no order in this either. But the second thing, the tip that I would share is, you know, be aware. Be really sensitively aware. Because you want to understand what's triggering your reactions.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
I'm trying to think of an example of this. Something triggered me not that long ago. Something triggered me online and I was like, oh, don't like that. And I realised the reason I didn't like that is because my natural feeling and desire that, you know, is like totally natural response is to protect. But then I realised it wasn't my thing to protect. It wasn't my experience to go in and be nosy and kind of protect. It's not my space to. And so rather than wasting my energy on stuff that doesn't even concern me, I was like, no, walk away. I can't remember what it was. That's so bad, isn't it? So sometimes we have to take a step back, you know, and I do believe that many of us sometimes we're not self-aware enough to realise when we're actually getting involved and when we don't need to get involved. I know people in my own, I want to say like my own audience, but they're more than that. I will say it, my clients, they get involved sometimes in other people's stuff. And you think, if you didn't put that energy into that, you would then have so much more energy, because can you think, like, we all have the equal amount of energy, and where we consume it is where our energy is flowing. And so therefore, if we create this new way of this new level of awareness, we've suddenly got some more space, and that energy can be redirected into something that is actually serving our highest good and helping us to grow a successful business. So notice, be aware, you know, be aware of where there is drama and where you can create more beautiful divine alignment. Okay, so the third thing is prioritizing your aspirations, ambitions, and goals. Again, so important, because if you're prioritizing running around after people, and I don't mean that loosely either. I know some of us, it's like running after mum, running after the kids, running after the husband, running after stuff that we feel that we still need to do, even though we've fed up now with doing the book club on Wednesday night, because it really is a load of crap. But we go there because we've been there for a year, and after lockdown, it was the only thing that we could do, and blah, de blah, 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 blah. And I, by the way, I do not go to a book club, although I love reading, but it's just examples. Where are you seeing yourself expending your time, which actually that time could be invested in something else that actually is meaningful? It brings creativity and flow and momentum into your business. It is serving your highest good, and it's helping you go from earning little amounts every month to actually earning decent money, because your focus now is on your priorities, and your priorities are to grow a sustainable business. It is as simple as that, and so many people get this wrong. So many people do not prioritise their goals. They're more interested in going out drinking. They're more interested in going out and socialising. They're more interested in all the shiny stuff, when actually the practical priorities of setting up the foundations to grow their business, the actual systemization of their business, the actual tech and the kind of like processes behind their business get left. And they wonder why they don't have a successful business. It's real harsh reality time. And maybe I'm being a bit pokey and a bit Viking warrior, but it is the truth. It is absolutely the truth. Prioritizing your goals, getting clear on your goals, being unwaverable in terms of your approach to prioritizing your goals, being unshakable so you do actually achieve them. It's not necessarily stepping into masculine and I've got to do this. It is about gently trickling in alignment, in flow, being creative, understanding like your own energy and strategies. And if you don't listen to my last podcast, that episode 13, which is amazing, about your unique soul energetics and energy, think about how you can really understand, like get really crystal clear on your key objectives, and gently, through the power of you, through the divine feminine, through that beautiful balance and harmony, you can achieve everything you want. Anything. You are unstoppable. You're limitless. You are on fire. And that's how I like to be. And that's, as me as a leader, that's how I consciously choose to lead. I don't want for people to feel that they have to be me. I want for people to step into their own energy and achieve it their way. The fourth thing is surrounding yourself with so many positive influences. Again, going back to what I was saying just now, really, really choosing people that uplift you, that inspire you, that support you, that really give you meaning and support and love and compassion, and are there to listen to you. One of my gorgeous friends, Lucy, we both live near Boscastle, basically, in Cornwall, and she does these amazing sister circles, they're moon circles. I love Lucy dearly, and we're just, it's just lovely, the relationship that we share. I rang her, or we quite often leave voice notes, and I left her a voice note the other day, and I just said, I just want to share a win with you, because I don't share my wins enough. And, you know, and then she came back and then she said, oh, it's so amazing. And then she sort of shared something that she was working through as well. And yeah, I just, that is beautiful. Having people in our lives that mean something, that give a space where we're heard, where we're seen, understood, but positively influenced. That's the importance. Having key mentors in your life that really hold that space for you, that you trust your mentor, like I trust my mentor, like my clients trust me, to help them along their journey. So really surrounding yourself with growth-focused, energetically aligned individuals that really support your expansion and evolution and growth. The fifth thing is self-care, because ultimately we've got to take responsibility for ourselves. And I always think that, you know, there's this element of, I always say to people, okay, so you're not connected to your guides. Okay. Okay, so you're not connected to your divine gifts. Okay. Okay. Okay, so you're not channeling, or you don't realise that you're channeling half the time. You're not channeling. Okay, okay, okay. I get it. I'm hearing it. But it's always one thing that holds this whole thing back. Number one is humans, we overthink it. Number two is we get in our way. We don't give ourselves space to stop, to listen, to connect with our higher self, our knowing. We don't connect with our guides. Some of us hear, some of us see, some of us know through our clairs, because we're so freaking busy. And so therefore, who's stepping in the way of this beautiful divine connection? You. And so slow down, find presence and peace within yourself, and open and activate your divine way of being. Open this beautiful connection with your guides. Allow yourself to stop in nature and see the little things, like the butterflies, like the fae, like the elementals, like the nature spirits. Stop and feel the sun, the light fill your body. Feel the love of earth. Fill your soul. And if we don't do this, and if we avoid this, who are we standing in the way? God, just wish that more people would just feel this in their soul, in their heart, in their being. Because it's up to us to take that responsibility. And sacred rituals, connecting deeper, going in nature, grounding and earthing ourselves, filling our light body with light, and soul. Understanding our needs and our energy and our well-being, giving ourselves strength, peace, calm, pausing in the moments, fills our soul with resilience. This is our responsibility. But you know what? When we open up this new way of giving ourselves this space to truly connect with what we desire and who we are at soul level, this allows us to step away from drama, because it gives us a different perspective.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
It connects us with our highest self, our inner knowing, to make these healthier, more soul-aligned choices for ourselves. So if you haven't got sacred rituals, and if you're not necessarily giving yourself that space to connect with your guides and you're feeling frustrated and all of those things, this is where it gets different. This is where you can help yourself. No one else can do it. This is why when I say when I'm working with clients, it's like, hey, you know, I quite often do these gorgeous days where I'll take my clients on a VIP immersive, and as we're walking, I just gently observe what's going on in their head. I look directly into their soul. I see their energy, and I'm seeing and observing them just walking through the most beautiful place, just not noticing. Not noticing Mother Earth Gaia. Not noticing their energy and their level of self-awareness and emotional intelligence for themselves. And what this does is it means they're too much in their head and they're avoiding what is right in front of them. And so it's about stopping and pausing and actually seeing nature and standing, filling your heart with light codes in Kushunakayash, really connecting with the elementals. And so six is cultivating that emotional intelligence, your EQ, being empathetic to your desires and needs, being understanding maybe to others, but not allowing them to go into your psyche and your spirit and soul, and avoiding conflict and drama that doesn't serve you. And that to me is really important, because what this does is it allows you to avoid other people's shit. It stops you from lowering or density in terms of your frequency, and it allows you to step forwards into your highest frequency and focus on your own stuff, getting into your own lane. And why accountability is so important: it keeps you focused, it keeps you accountable, it allows you to achieve all your goals and your success. Accountability is so important because it drives motivation. It means you take ownership and you become this powerful motivator for your world, for your service to humanity, for the impact that you have on, you know, of consciousness, of all the things that you desire. And it's so important, because accountability gives you this trust and belief and credibility. You believe because you start to see that you're actually achieving things for yourself. But also when other people see you holding yourself to account, whether that's working with a mindset coach or a mentor, it allows other people to go, God, yeah, she's doing it for herself. Yeah, it inspires people. Accountability allows you to facilitate learning and growth, because the more that you understand about yourself and why you maybe respond and feel triggered or navigate the world in the way you do or get sucked into other people's dramas, you observe, okay, and you have this opportunity to reflect and self-evaluate. There's so much power in this, because you acknowledge your mistakes, maybe ways that you can improve. And just it allows you to take that time for you. I love mindset coaches. I love coaches that allow you to think about your conscious development. That area within yourself that is so pure, but that's the key. That's absolutely the key. The fundamental key of having self-awareness is working on your muscle of conscious development. Accountability also enhances productivity, because you're actually fulfilling all your deadlines, all your timelines, you know, and having somebody to hold you to account is incredibly powerful. There's no hiding. And then another way is balance and flow. And again, I keep saying this because I don't want you to think that it's about holding you to these superior goals and that if you don't achieve it, you're shit. And if you don't achieve it, you may as well just go home and you failed and you fucked up. But our English society especially is like, oh, you can't fail. You failed. You're such a failure. Do you know what? I actually love failing because it teaches me so much more. We need to embody this failure muscle within ourselves, because it's like that resilience. Oh, fuck, it didn't work. Right, what can we do? And understanding that coming from a place of divine feminine and masculine, having this balance is so incredibly powerful, because it creates a way that we can deliver our services, deliver our business, and be able to navigate our business worlds but from this place of balance and harmony. Okay, and respect for ourselves and respect for others. And the final thing that I think accountability gives, and I'm sure there are more, but for today, I think you've probably had enough of listening to my voice, is removing expectations. Seeing this from a different perspective. Because ultimately, if you're looking to launch something and you want to achieve 10 as a minimum or 20 or 1,000, it doesn't really matter, does it, what the actual numbers are? If we're honest, it just doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Because ultimately, it's the impact. And it's you going out there and doing it. And it's also about understanding that the results you get in that one moment, they might not be the results that you get long term. And so it's how you see building your world. Are you looking in the moment, in the short term, or are you looking at the longer term picture and objectives? And ultimately, who is putting that pressure on you? It's genuinely normally you. So time to remove the expectations and look beyond where you are today and the results that you are having for yourself. Come out of that drama loop and actually think about your future, the future of your business, and the impact that you create in powerful ripples over time. So I hope that that's really given you some just juiciness. And I hope that for people listening, you gained something from today's episode. I would love to hear from you what you felt about today's episode. Why don't you reach out to me? My email address is kelly@kellyvikings.com, or you can just ping me a message on Facebook. Okay, because I really would love to hear if there's been anything that I've said today that just helps you, maybe gives you a different direction or gives you an ability to step outside of the kind of closeness of it and see things from a different perspective. But more importantly, I hope it inspires you to find you, and you do you. You stay in your lane. See you later, everyone, and I look forward to the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.